You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Environmental groups and unions have said the government's discussion document on New Zealand's plan to become net zero by 2050 focuses too much on cutting transport emissions and instead letting agriculture and energy emissions off the hook. The government released its draft emissions reduction plan yesterday, 4 months after receiving the final advice from the Climate Change Commission, and transport will see the biggest shake-up. The draft plan wants to cut the number of people travelling by car by 20% by 2035. There is also a target to grow the number of zero emissions vehicles by 30% by 2035, and it will be sped up by paying those on low income to replace their high emission vehicles with an EV and a charger. Other incentives include cutting organic waste being sent to landfills and developing new biofuels and hydrogen fuels. Greenpeace campaigner Christine Rose said the plan is not stepping up action on climate change and instead it's, quote, hot air and utter bullshit. I spoke to her earlier this morning and I started by asking why.
Well, it's mainly because our main climate polluter barely gets a mention in the document. And so it's a real oversight and a disappointing abrogation of responsibility. There are just a couple of references in the document to agriculture despite its significant impact on the climate. And so it's really not worth the paper it's written on.
So, but what should be done in regards to agriculture if it isn't doing enough?
At the moment, the suggestions in the document are that the government investigate techno fixes and do more engagement with farmers, when we know that by eliminating synthetic nitrogen fertiliser and lowering cow stocking rates, we could immediately take the foot off the throttle and address a significant amount of climate change emitting greenhouse gas emissions. So addressing agriculture has to come first, and to do that, the simple solution is to remove those harmful inputs, particularly synthetic nitrogen fertiliser, and move towards regenerative organic agriculture that doesn't require those inputs and is much kinder to the earth, to our water, to animals and to farmers.
Considering other emissions like transport is also important, why should agriculture go first?
Well, at the moment, agriculture is being given a free ride. So it's important that other sectors meet their emissions issues as well. The report talks about it being a plan for all New Zealanders. So the fact that agriculture is missed out means that it's all New Zealanders except industrial dairy. So, sure, address all the other issues, and the response from other sectors is that even in transport and other sectors, it doesn't go far enough, but it certainly doesn't even scrape the surface when it comes to agriculture.
Well, the final emission, because this is only a consultation document, the real emissions reduction plan is supposed to be released in December, but it has been pushed back by 5 months. In May next year. Are you disappointed to see this?
Yeah, it's not really dealing with the seriousness of the issue. You know, it's a climate crisis. The government's agreed on that. It's our nuclear-free moment. The Prime Minister has made a big deal about that. And so given that it's a threat to our existence and that we have pushed the world's planetary boundaries when it comes to climate change, biodiversity loss and the nitrogen cycle, and all these things are completely linked to industrial dairying and agriculture, why would we not address those issues? So, but there has been this pattern through the years of giving a free pass to dairying, and that's continued with this document, and so it looks to continue in the ultimate emissions reduction plan.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.